Roughly 40 people crowded Captain's Coffee Roasting Company on Thursday to hear from Representative Sarah Vance about the legislative sessions. The Homer Republican began the conversation with one of the most contentious topics, senior benefits. Governor Mike Dunleavy initially vetoed funding for the program that gives monthly checks to low-income seniors before later restoring it.
And so when this benefit program came up, I went to the administration and said, this is something that communicates, is advocating for seniors. We need to make sure that this is something going forward.
But Vance also spoke in favor of banning new seniors from joining in the program until the state finds more revenue. Whether that should grow into something permanent.
I haven't looked at the full pros and cons and the full effects of it. I think it's a good idea for the temporary until we can figure out how we're going to continue to fund programs. But I definitely want to keep promises to those who are already within the program.
But resident Kathy Carceau questioned Vance on her support for seniors. Carceau argued that if senior benefits were important to Vance, then she should have voted to override Dunleavy's initial vetoes to the operating budget back in July.
Wasn't important enough for you to override the vetoes to go with the whole package, so it wasn't that important. If it had been that important, you would have gone with the package.
Vance says she couldn't stand behind a piece of legislation that looked at all the vetoes as a whole. She adds that she feels for the seniors who had to go without benefits because the legislature was still figuring out the budget.
If I could have done it differently, if I could have prevented it, I would have. But like the gentleman over here said, there's so much at stake. There's such a big conversation going on.
She reiterated that what's at stake is a full permanent fund dividend and a balanced budget, which garnered applause from some audience members. She also spoke about other services she fought to keep in the budget, from arts to agriculture.
And I had people from the farmers market and ag come in and say, we got to do something. We need our support for our farmers. So we talked to the administration, and that was $2.7 million roughly was restored.
When asked about what new revenue she would support, Vance spoke out against taxes.
We can't tax, whether it's, you know, individual income tax or whatever it is, we can't tax enough to pay at the rate that we are spending.
Vance says instead she is looking at ways to stimulate the economy to be more attractive to businesses, but was unclear about what that would look like in practice. However, it wasn't just state budget issues that took precedent at the event. Multiple residents, such as Sarah Jakinski, expressed frustration over what they saw as lack of communication from Vance.
So I sent you several emails and several texts and several phone calls, and I never got a response. And so a two-way communication means that you have to communicate with me when I'm asking you a question.
Some residents claim that they had heard from Senator Gary Stevens' office, but not from Vance's. Vance says she has less staffers than Stevens, although his district is bigger than hers.
And I apologize. I'm going to work on that, but we are in unprecedented times. And the amount of emails and phone calls that we've received during this, we simply couldn't keep up.
Other residents wanted Vance to appear regularly on KBBI as part of the Friday legislative call-in segment. KBBI offered Vance the chance to do a weekly call-in with the radio station during the legislative session, but she declined. At the coffee shop, however, Vance said she would consider participating in the future. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.